Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
For those of you who know England, I was driving home up the M11 at night and forgot about the roadworks. The M11 is one of the motorways heading out of London north-northeast. Now, I've been caught by the roadworks a few times. You'd think I'd learn. The diverted ways are either to the west via Cambridge or to the east past Stansted Airport and are not fun, with many narrow winding roads through what I imagine would be picturesque countryside in the sunshine. Of course, you just sigh and drive. This time, however, there were more roadworks, so I faced a situation where my sat-nav had a red line ahead and a red line to the east and a red line to the west. The signs were saying road closed in three directions, and literally the blue line had me permanently going round the roundabout. I laughed and scoffed and laughed again and sighed. It was going to be a long night home. It was. You can't stop on the roadway. You could go permanently round and round the roundabout, but why would you? So I made a decision to head east this time and stay on the now A20 until I reached the closure and then navigate my way north, staying on the main roads as much as possible using my general sense of direction. The sat-nav was having a nervous breakdown and wanting me to turn back all the time. My heart sank almost immediately at the line of cars on the other side of the road, slowly creeping forward. The road closure must be near. I'd made the wrong choice. However, for some reason, the route I had imagined I'd try didn't have any closures, and so I drove on into the night and eventually home. Most of us, all of us, would like life to go smoothly, and if there are problems going forward, then having a clear path to success is the ideal. Often people think of God overhead and want him to simply tell them the best path. But being Christian doesn't mean switching off your brain, sanctified common sense, or education. We are the ones who make the decisions, take the course of action, in my case, turning right, and are responsible for them. Yes, God is with us on the journey, and we have his promise that he will bring good from all things, even though not all things are good. What we do have is God's word. Not that it addressed my roundabout decision, but it does address me and my life, my attitudes and my behavior, and there is a story throughout it of God who loves and cares for me while I live the life I have been given. Life is a gift. None of us make ourselves. The relationship God establishes then affects me, how I see myself, how I feel, how I behave. Relationships govern behavior. The opposite can also be true, that for Christians, we can want to do something because we want to, knowing that God either doesn't want us to, or probably doesn't want us to, and to make us feel better, we then rationalize God's word with loopholes to give us some comfort. Living is all about going forward, one day at a time. We make all sorts of decisions each day. Most are small. Sometimes one is huge, even life-changing. But no matter the terrain, Jesus' empty tomb tells us that Jesus can walk with us through it all. And the cross tells us that Jesus is always for us and not against us. So we can trust him after all. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, your word is truth. Help us to read, understand, and follow it. As Jesus walks beside us, give us the confidence to make our decisions, big or small, so that we face each day and what comes always confident of your love. Through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.